not much more to add. But I do have a question for you or Jeff on that 10-meter net. I'm not sure if this is correct or not, but I heard 28.305. I don't know if that's the frequency or not. It's on 10 meters, but it's at 28. I had wrote down 28.305. I don't know if that's correct or not. You can correct me if I'm wrong. And also what time. I didn't catch the time. What time it is. I just figured for giggles, I'd see if I can get in on it in the morning. Depending on what time it is, obviously. But other than that, not a whole lot more going on. Trying to figure out programming and some radios. And I think I need a new router. I'm not debating whether to go with Verizon or not. It's I got a lot of things that just don't seem to want to work anymore. So somebody says get a new router, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I just get new internet because I don't have cable out here. Essentially all I have as far as things that I do have. I have electricity. I have propane for fuel, for gas. I have a well for water. I have a septic tank for sewer. I have satellite TV. Yeah, I don't have anything except for electricity. And, you know, I'm a mile from downtown Frankenwood, which has everything. So, go figure. But anyway, with that said, let me know, Dave, about the frequency and the time on that net. Thanks for doing that, Dave. Back to net control, NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, 28.305 is correct. 8 o'clock in the morning, so 8 a.m. So get in there, and I tried to get in there the other day, but I hate to get on the radio in the morning. I wake my wife up in the morning, but she wants to get up by 8 o'clock anyway, so I guess there's no problem. Yeah, and as far as speed of the internet and stuff, it can be such so funny. I've got Charter, and it was I was having problems with speed. Well, I put a new router on, and I got the speed up. Then they increased the speed after that, but with the increase of speed, they increased also the price of it, so it went up the same time. So I actually went back. I got the slowest. I says, give me the slowest internet you got, or the cheapest. I says, I give you the less, I guess I didn't say cheapest, but give me the least expensive internet that I could get. And so they said, well, it's only so fast. It says, no problems. Give it up to me. We've got that, and we'll have two TV streaming without a problem. I guess if you're probably a gamer or something, you might need a faster. But I have not had problems with the TV's buffer or anything, so we went with that. And probably here in another week or another month or so, when I get my when they start taking all these specials off mine, I may do something different with internet anyway. Anyway, Star 3, sir, Bob, we'll catch you down the log. It's WADW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio, Monday Night Net, so we'll go to Tom, NADUI, stand by NTN. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Dave, thanks. This is NADUI. Not much else. We were talking about POTA a little while ago, and I get down every once in a while just to check in, see how my antenna's doing. I contacted WYAN, it's a POTA station out in North Carolina. It was coming in at 5.9, and I was on my wire antenna, and he 5.9, and we got to talking, and he recognized me from Saginaw. I said, yes, I am. He said, I grew up in the Thumb near Sebring, which is, you know, in my neck of the woods where I grew up, and we were talking just for about a minute or two, and he grew up in the Thumb area, and his job took him out to North Carolina, and he's been out there for a few years, but he's familiar with the area, so we got to talking a little bit. It was kind of nice to, you know, it's a small world, you know, you're talking to somebody from North Carolina and find out, he grew up in your neck of the woods, you know, so it was kind of interesting. We talked for a little while, and it was interesting QSO. I was the last one before he went QRT for the evening, and I got him just in time, and it just so happens that it just worked out. You know, like I said, he had to be familiar with where I grew up, and that was a little talking point. But he was the last contact. He said until he was going to quit for the evening. So that's about it for me this night. So I'm going to say 73 to everybody. Hope everybody has a good week. It was good to see everybody at the meeting on Friday, and then also at the breakfast on Minnie and Ron and Mike and Joe and myself were there. And I went in, it was four of us plus Joe showed up, so we got to talking. And so it's good to see him also, see everybody, have a good breakfast. So, okay, well, I'm going to say good night to everybody, and we hope everybody has a good night, good week. This is Denny EY. Good night.
Okay, real good there, Tom. 73 stay there. Yeah, sometimes your job moves you around in places, I know that. I was sort of hoping the mine would have moved me a little farther south, but it didn't. And it reminds me, I got a friend that he was a tech service guy that serviced us at the plant all the time, and I've played golf with him a few times. I haven't talked to him about a year or so, and I think I might give him a call. I think he moved down into the Carolinas. Might be a good time to maybe take a trip and go down and visit him. 73 is there, Tom. We'll catch you down the log. NTN, you're up, and let's see. No, yeah, let me look at my... Oh, who have I got here? Yeah, NTN, you're up. Stand by, Minnie.